Ladies and gentlemen, it's the Swamp Swami Podcast, and now here's the star of your show, Swamp Swami! Yay!
And welcome to the SwampSwami.com Sports Podcast. Today's story, Kim Mulkey won't back down. Thanks, Baylor. Louisiana really needed that. The LSU Tigers just hired one of the most successful college women's basketball coaches in America as they introduced Kim Mulkey on Monday to their fans in Baton Rouge. Mulkey's introductory press conference was shown on several television stations around the Bayou State. It was that important. Given all of the negative publicity which Louisiana's flagship university has received, most of it self-inflicted, the hiring of a Louisiana native like Mulkey to take control of the women's basketball program was a much-needed positive shot in the arm for sports fans of the state's university. Mulkey is replacing former coach Nikki Vargas, who stepped down from LSU last week. Kim Mulkey is returning to Louisiana after a 21-year detour in Waco, Texas, as the head coach of the Baylor women's basketball program. She built the powerhouse program in Central Texas, which has produced three national championship teams, 2005, 2012, and 2019, out of Baylor's four trips to the women's Final Four. She's done well. Kim Mulkey is the only women's basketball coach in America who has won a national championship as a player at Louisiana Tech, an assistant coach at Louisiana Tech, and as a head coach at Baylor. In her introductory press conference on Monday, Kim Mulkey said all the right things to the home crowd at the Pete Maravich Assembly Center. She was born and raised just 40 miles down I-12 east of Baton Rouge in the town of Tickfaw near Hammond, Louisiana. Kim Mulkey charmed the locals on Monday with her references to fond memories and love of Louisiana's food, its festivals, and of course its people. Mulkey pointed skyward and advised the adoring crowd to notice that the LSU rafters showed several teams which had advanced to the Final Four, but not one team had raised a national championship in basketball yet. With a career coaching record of 631-104 at Baylor, with every one of her teams winning 20 or more games each year, there are few basketball fans in the state of Louisiana who do not believe that LSU's new coach, Kim Mulkey, can deliver on her promise. For a reported salary of $2.5 million per season, though, LSU is making a big financial bet that Kim Mulkey will be able to take the women's basketball program to higher levels of success very soon. After a successful high school career, 136-5 with four high school state championships at Hammond High School in southeast Louisiana, the 5'4" high school All-American playmaker Kim Mulkey headed north to Ruston to play her college basketball for the successful Louisiana Tech Lady Texters basketball program beginning in 1980. She was the point guard on two national championship teams at Louisiana Tech and won a gold medal as part of the U.S. Olympic team in 1984. As Kim Mulkey told the LSU crowd at her basketball press conference Monday, she did not initially have her sights set on becoming a basketball coach in college. She was a business administration major at Louisiana Tech and had already started her coursework toward a master's degree. Then one day, she received a message instructing her to immediately come to the office of the university chancellor, F.J. Taylor. She told the crowd in Baton Rouge, "When the chancellor called, I literally ran all 16 floors up to the top of Wiley Tower to see what I'd done wrong." The school offered Mulkey an assistant coaching job to help Louisiana Tech's new head coach, Leon Barmore, as he was taking over the women's program from successful longtime coach Sonia Hogue. Mulkey then would stay at Louisiana Tech for another 15 years as she worked her way up the coaching ladder to become an assistant head coach. And everyone in North Louisiana figured that she would become the next head coach in Ruston, but that's where the story twists. In the year 2000, Kim Mulkey was offered the keys to literally build a new women's basketball program at the Big 12's Baylor University in Waco, Texas. Baylor's women's program had gone 7-20 in the previous season, and the fiery Mulkey immediately turned around that college basketball team's fortunes by going 21-8 in her first year as the head coach. She would become the fastest women's coach to reach 600 career victories during her years in Waco. Kim Mulkey's four-year players at Baylor also have all graduated with a degree in their hand, too. Yes, Mulkey pushes her players to get their college education just as much as she pushes them to play their best basketball. Meanwhile, back in Louisiana, Hall of Fame basketball coach Leon Barmore finally retired at Louisiana Tech 2 years later in 2002. The school would then shock the alumni and fans of the program by hiring then-assistant coach Kurt Budke to become Louisiana Tech's next head basketball coach. Fans are still scratching their heads, wondering why the school didn't try harder to bring Kim Mulkey back to Louisiana. For her part, Kim Mulkey would continue building her program in Baylor and would win the first of three national championships in 2005. She would even reach out and add her former mentor at Louisiana Tech, Leon Barmore, as a team assistant basketball coach at Baylor from 2008 to 2011. In 2008, Kim Mulkey also wrote an autobiography entitled Won't Back Down, where she describes the many trials she's had to overcome and how she continues to keep battling. Though Baylor fans are saddened that their legendary women's basketball coach has decided to move back to her home state of Louisiana, Kim Mulkey's arrival at LSU is a very timely hire by the school's new athletics director, Scott Woodward. On the very same day as Kim Mulkey was being introduced to Tiger Nation at the PMAC Assembly Center, seven women filed a $5 million lawsuit on Monday against LSU's administration and sports leadership for failure to take serious actions against accusations of sexual assault by men associated with the sports programs at LSU. The apparent lack of accountability at LSU has eroded confidence in the leadership at the school and may result in long-term negative consequences as well. Enter Kim Mulkey on Monday. She definitely loves to compete and does not back down from a good challenge. As much as Kim Mulkey is looking forward to rebuilding the school's women's basketball program into a national champion at LSU, the university's loyal and fiery sports fans are just as hopeful that her arrival on campus might help to restore the school's flagging reputation just as fast. Perhaps this might just be the perfect match at the perfect time. I'm Swamp Swami. Come back and see us.